Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a theme we've been on, Lee, for a very long time on this show, as I've been explaining why Democrats are actually not against police. They're just against the idea that police answer to the people and not to the party. Mm-hmm. And they prefer that policing be done by Antifa and other black bloc thugs. And that's what you're seeing right now in Portland. And it is astonishing to me. You've got the governor of Oregon. You've got the mayor of Portland. And they're out there over the weekend, fake outraged because they're lying, pretending there's no violence. And this is actually kind of brilliant, saying that when Trump is confused, he's reacting to old video from 2020, from the Summer of Love, and that they're not violent like that anymore in Portland. Headline, Fox News, Portland mayor condemns federal intervention, claims videos of anti-ICE riots are from years ago. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. Who is, and this is a lie, by the way. Who is lying about this? Portland Mayor Keith Wilson on Saturday dismissed President Donald Trump's plan to send federal troops to Oregon's largest city, Portland, claiming there's no lawlessness and no violence there. Okay, this is the game they play. At the same time, he, as the mayor, is colluding with Antifa and other black bloc groups to protect them so they can be violent, to enhance the violence around the ICE facility, all while pretending to know nothing about any of it. Here's how they do it. When For 90 days now, when people call 911, including the ICE officers who are often trapped in the building and outnumbered, the police don't come. Understand what a monumental moment this is in America. We're seeing this for the first time this year as it regards Antifa. They are actually coordinating with the Democrats. Democrats know in these dispatch centers, the mayors, the people in charge of these blue cities, okay, those are violent assaults by Antifa, then no police come. Those are violent assaults on ICE officers, no police come. It doesn't matter how many times you call 911. They've got the building surrounding again, around it again. They've blocked the doors with trash dumpsters that they set on fire. No 911 officers come. This is going to create an environment, Lee, where ICE agents will be killed. That is guaranteed. And they're just fomenting it, and then going out there and pretending Trump is confused. Here's some of that from over the weekend. This is the leadership of Portland, both the governor and the mayor, who is colluding with the violent thugs around the ICE center. Again, no police come when people call, and then pretending not to know about the violence that he is fomenting.
I'm communicating directly to President Trump that intervention was not necessary in Portland. The members of the Oregon National Guard are Oregonians. They are our neighbors. They are our friends. They have day jobs. They have lives that are now being upended by the President of the United States. This is a waste of taxpayer money, and we're going to stand together to fight back on this.
I've been able to watch that portrait and courage that is our governor as she speaks to President Trump, and she's giving him leadership lessons, which is what we need so badly. She says, Mr. Trump, troops are for those to protect protect us from our foreign enemies, not Portland, Oregon.
That was the mayor, who at the same time sees to it, because he's in charge of the police department, Lee, that when 911 is called for the violent assaults that are being done by against these ICE agents every day, no police come. They have to keep a permanent federal sniper on the roof of the ICE building just so these people can come and go to work and do their jobs. How bad is it? We're being told lies by the Democrat leaders of Portland, who were very much in lockstep with Antifa. No, there's no violence here. There's no, wait a minute. Headline: Portland anarchist firebomb rapper Ice Cube's tour bus after mistaking it for a ICE deportation bus. Ice Cube had to release a statement, Lee.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't my bus. It was a crew bus. So the crew is working for him. So in other words, he's saying.
Yeah, wrong eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't my bus. It was a crew bus parked in front of the hotel. Everybody was upstairs sleeping. Nobody hurt, he says. Somebody set fire to the bus. So he's saying, and it turns out anyway, that radical anarchists firebombed the tour bus of Ice Cube again, confusing it for an ICE deportation vehicle. Where did this happen again? Portland, where there's no violence?
No.
Against ICE?
Yeah, right.
According to the governor and the mayor. And Trump is just confused. He's on X and he has confused videos from 2020 to today. Well, somebody tell that to Ice Cube. Whose tour bus just got firebombed. And again, what he's saying is, I don't own the bus, but yes, that was my crew. Thank God everybody's okay. And we're told, no, you don't need anybody to help these ICE agents. They'll be just fine. No, they'll be dead. They're going to be dead if this continues. I mean, I can't play this enough times because I have been on this for literally months because that's how long this has been going on. But I'm going to play it again. This is Fox News about 3 weeks ago talking about what's going on in Portland. And you will listen to this and understand the police do not come because in Portland, Antifa and the Black Bloc liberal loon protesters who are incredibly violent surround the ICE facility 24 hours a day are untouchable legally. They are the police there. The police do not respond when they assault people.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Police and the cops.
So it's not just when they are violently assaulting ICE agents, Lee. They can beat, kick, assault, violate noise ordinances. The neighbors will come out desperate to sleep because they torture these ICE agents with these air raid sirens round the clock. And if you complain to the shock troops on the sidewalk, they will beat you and the police don't come. So this liberal mayor, liberal governor, when they're like, nah, Trump's confused, there's no violence, they are partnering with the violent protesters to foment the violence and to protect them. And the worst part of it all, when they say, well, there's no violence, what they mean is there's no police reports. They're right. No police reports of violence because the police don't come.
You can't have a report for something you don't investigate.
Exactly. Think about that kind of power. You can assault people, you can attack ICE agents, you do whatever you want in that, you know, multi-block radius. If you are the correct violent liberal, you are above the law. That's why Trump has to send the troops in. Our side has got to explain this. They then turn around and say, dictator, dictator, Nazi fascist. No, having shock troops who answer to the Democrat Party and not the people in the streets is Nazi violence. It's terrifying. And I don't think people understand what they're looking at. This is the flip side of the two-tier justice system. If you are violent, if you are committing assault, and we have to station snipers on top of the ICE building just to repel you, but you're a Democrat in good standing, the police say, oh, okay, cool, no, we're not going to respond. But he beat another woman. She was complaining about the siren. Doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want. She should have shut up. We're going to lose control of Democrat cities this way if we do not take it back by force. There is no other way to deal with these people, Lee. And they're getting away with it because it's not explained the way I just explained it. Trump knows, but I don't think it's getting through to the public. Why is Trump sending troops? Why does he have to do that? This is why. Because the police are held back while these violent leftist loons assault people. And the question I have, and I've been saying this for weeks, you've heard this from me, especially about Portland, but it's happened in Chicago, it's happened in LA, that's why Trump had to send the guard there. If someone gets killed, will the police be sent then to pick up the Antifa violent loons or no? Held back? I mean, are they allowed to kill people or just kind of beat them? Where's the line? I don't know right now. That's why Trump has to protect these facilities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To make way for one candidate to unify voters against socialist Zoran Mamdani.
Extremism is growing in our politics. Our children are being radicalized to hate our city and our country. But beware of those who claim the answer to destroy the very system we built together over generations. That is not change, that is chaos.
He is, of course, the current mayor of New York's heroic of him to drop out. Now we need Cuomo out. So Curtis Sliwa has a chance. Because, folks, I'm here to tell you that Zoran Mamdani, his ideology is the same ideology that caused the death of 100 million people. And that's a conservative estimate from Harvard University in the last century. We cannot allow it to take root here. A lot of folks on our side think, oh, it'll be great. Americans will see how bad it is. No, the only people who are going to be paying attention to this in a way that's really dangerous are Democrats. And what they're going to learn is if I go to the far left in my primary, if I run as a communist instead of just a socialist like Democrat Party leaders are, then I'm going to win, even if I am radically unqualified for the job as Zoran Mamdani is. He is not even close to qualified to be the mayor of New York. This is a guy who took a few months off from work and bragged about how his parents' finances, because they're rich, allowed him to do that. He has no achievements of his own. And yet he's about to take over New York City if we don't do something to stop him. Folks, and to give you some idea of where this is going, this is incredible. A woman by the name of Asada Shakur, and she's a black radical Marxist. She and two others were pulled over by a police officer, 1973. He did nothing else. He was a New York State trooper. And they opened fire and execution style killed him, which is like no big deal in their world. And apparently not in Zoran Mamdani's either. This is one of those moments, folks, that shows you exactly where they are. Well, Zohran Mamdani is a member of the Democrat Socialist Party. So is AOC. Over the weekend, they celebrated the life of Assata Shakur. Yeah, again, the person execution style kills a state trooper in New Jersey, 1973. Now, what happened with her? She was caught. She was tried. She was sent to prison for life. But her fellow Marxist broke her out of prison and she was able to escape to Cuba, where she was given asylum. She is an absolute murderer, and the Democrat Socialists of America, the Twitter feeds at Dem Socialists, celebrated her over the weekend, her life. She passed of old age. And so Zohran Mamdani's asked a simple question. Do you condemn your party celebrating an execution-style cop killer? His only crime, the state trooper here, was pulling her over. Do you condemn this? Do you distance yourself from your party? Folks, the mainstream media is trying to make this guy seem not really scary. He's really scary.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Assata Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Assata and her Black Panthers party comrades.
You disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Assata Shakur because of her death in Cuba.
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of this city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a traffic stop. She was sentenced to life in prison but escaped in 1979 and later resurfaced in Cuba. She died in Havana last week.
Died in Havana last week. Her real name is Joanne Cheesmart. She changed it when she became a radical Marxist execution-style killer. Folks, it would be nothing for him to say, yeah, that's a step too far. I obviously condemn the murder of an innocent trooper. Would have cost him nothing, but he wouldn't do it. This is who they really are. His answer, when asked, hey, you know, do you condemn this sickening tribute? She execute. All this guy did was pull her over. That's it. Mamdani ducked the question, quote, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I am running to represent people of New York City. My focus is on the issues of the city. I'm accountable to those same New Yorkers. Yeah, but you're a member of the DSA, Democrat Socialists of America. They are praising her life, her achievements. They're saying she was a freedom fighter. Do you condemn that? That is absolutely relevant to this race. He wouldn't. Because it's who they are. Here's what the Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that he refused to condemn. Rest in power, Assata Shakur. The American state brutally oppressed Assata and her Black Panther comrades. Why? Putting them in prison for the murder they committed? Bragged about? She's not denied this. Because she did it. The Cubans welcomed her and other Black revolutionaries with asylum, and their solidarity and loyalty allowed Assata to live out her days in Havana. Oh, cool. Well, you know, the family of the trooper didn't get that deal. He wouldn't condemn it. Folks, these police officers are not safe working for him. If he won't condemn the execution style killing of a trooper, totally innocent person who was merely enforcing the laws on the books in New York, in New Jersey, in that case. I can't believe this. I mean, look, even Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy ripped the DSA, Democrat Socialist of America, calling it shameful and depraved. Mamdani won't do it because he's fine with it. He's fine with the murder of troopers, of police officers. You can't take this any other way. This would have been a great opportunity for him, too, to say, you know what, I disavow the Democrat Socialists of America. I'm no longer a member. Right? That would have helped him politically, especially with Eric Adams dropping out of the race to try to save New York. Keep it a American territory, not a Marxist post-American blue wasteland. And he wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Stood with the cop killer instead. By the way, gun to the head execution style. He never saw it coming. And ma'am, Donnie's fine with it, folks. And he's not worried that this is going to cost him the race, which tells you about the mindset of Looney Tune Democrat voters in New York. Assuming they get real news, which they could because the New York Post covered this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredible. Bernie Sanders pushing for a government shutdown tomorrow, along with other Democrats, if they don't get illegal alien health care back. What is this about, folks? It's all the same story, okay? The government shutdown story. They want $1.5 trillion, including hundreds of billions of dollars to put their illegals back on the health care rolls. You get free health care? Yeah, I don't either. I have to pay for it. Through my employers, I pay for that every month. They do too. And then I pay when I go to the doctor as well. And then I pay for illegal immigrants to have health care under the Democrats. Folks, it's all the same story. The fact that we need to send the National Guard into Portland and places like that, and the Democrats coming out of the closet about who they really represent. It's not you. It's not even their own base. It's illegal immigrants. In a desperate move to hold on to them in the face of 2 million either deported by Trump, 400,000, or 1.6 million who fled themselves, took the Trump deportation deal. Hey, here's a free ticket back home, and here's $1,000 for your trouble. And they know if they can't keep them on free health care and their families, there's no jobs. I mean, now we know that there was a jobs apocalypse that started under Biden. Trump inherited it. Half of illegals don't have jobs. We know that from the Center for Immigration Studies study. So that's a lie we've been told they're doing jobs Americans won't do. They don't have jobs. They confess that. They were kept on payrolls, government payrolls, on the dole. DOGE found a lot of that. And in the big, beautiful bill, what happened was these Democrat states were illegally signing up illegals. And we closed the loopholes. They can't do it anymore. They want them put back on the rolls. So they'll stay because you got no job, no free health care. The Democrats are legit terrified. They're going to go home and we'll stay around to vote Democrat. Now you're thinking, well, you mean in the future, Tara? Oh, no, I mean now. Because, folks, and let me play this from Newsmax. Do you realize Joe Biden illegally gave 3 million illegals Social Security numbers? They showed up at the border, made an asylum claim, got a court date for their deportation, and got their free phone at your expense. And then 5 months later, in the mail, a Social Security number arrived. But they're not Americans. No. They don't even have legal status. No. Why did the Democrats mention this? Weird, right? They kept it totally secret. Of course they did. They were breaking the law. They're Democrats. It's what they do.
They were importing Democratic voters, lying to the American public, and now we have the proof. According to the Social Security Administration, the crime started immediately after Joe Biden took office in 2021. 270,000 illegals were given Social Security numbers. That's about the population of Hartford, Connecticut. That number would grow a year later to 590,000 illegals getting Social Security numbers, about the size of Cincinnati, Ohio. A year later, 2023, 964,000 illegals got Social Security numbers, about the size of San Francisco. And in Joe Biden's final year in office, on his way out the door, that number skyrocketed to just over 2 million illegal aliens getting Social Security numbers, roughly the size of our third biggest city, Chicago. In all, more than 3 million illegal aliens that crossed the border when Joe Biden was president now have Social Security numbers today that we know about, and it gets worse. According to DOGE, 1.3 million illegal aliens are currently on Medicaid.
They were. And what happened was the big, beautiful bill cut them off. Remember, the Democrats were lying and saying, oh, they're cutting benefits, they're cutting health, you know, health insurance for the poor. Yes, poor illegal immigrants. Remember us trying to punch through with that? That's what this whole thing is about. That's what the violence at the ICE facilities is about. It's all the same thing. Remember what Democrats were telling us while we now know they were illegally mailing illegal Social Security numbers so they could hide them, not just on the voter rolls, but they could also hide them on the Medicaid rolls and the Medicare rolls.
Well, there certainly is not an open border.
The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
I just laid that really clear. It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
So they were lying the whole time. They're giving out Social Security numbers to hide these illegals. That's why they went wild and started firebombing Tesla dealerships over Elon Musk and Social Security. Remember, they went the wildest over Elon Musk and Social Security, and they lied and said, oh, they're going to steal your grandma's check. No, they were afraid that Elon Musk would find the 3 million and maybe more. By the way, tens of thousands of them voted. We're still waiting on the details of that. Meanwhile, folks, see what's going on in Des Moines? This is insane. The Des Moines Public Schools hired as a superintendent an illegal alien fugitive from Guyana. This guy had a criminal record, weapons charges, and a deportation order from a judge. He had no work authorization. When ICE finally tracked him down, he led them on a high-speed chase, eventually abandoning his vehicle and fleeing. This is the superintendent of the largest school district in Iowa, in Des Moines, which has liberal leadership. By the way, Michelle Obama's former chief of staff is the head of the board of education there. So you could see she's the school board chair. Jackie Norris, total lunatic. I'll tell you why in a minute. So he goes running. They find the car he's abandoned. It's got $3,000, a knife, and another gun that he's not legally able to possess. That's how this guy rolls. Dr. Ian Andre Roberts also claimed degrees he did not have. And it all makes sense now because the board went behind closed doors in a secret session to hire him. Of course they did. They had to ignore his criminal record to do it. Now listen to this. So this has come out, this has rocked the nation, that somehow this guy from Guyana is able to take over a school system. Do you know what they just did? They put him on paid leave. Des Moines School Board Chair Jackie Norris and the board put him on paid leave. He is in a ICE detention center. And she's pleading with the public. This is Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, pleading with the public to, quote, cool down the rhetoric after Superintendent Ian Roberts, an illegal alien fugitive from Guyana, was arrested by ICE. Again, he had a criminal record in his own right when they hired him, weapons charges. His degrees are fake. You get him on that alone. They don't care. Put him on paid leave. He's sitting in an ICE cell. By the way, just to show you where the Democrat Party is, Jackie Norris, the school board chair, the one who's Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, she's running for Senate in Iowa. That's the level of loopery here. That this just, again, he's been living under a deportation order since May of 2024 from a judge. Why? Because he's got a criminal record here that earns you a deportation order if you don't show up to your hearing, which he did not. He was too busy running the school system. And he's liberals in charge. It's like, oh, well, yeah, no, children can learn a lot from him. He's a wonderful man. No, he's fake. His degrees are fake. His pedigree is fake. Criminal record's real, though, but criminal records never bothered Democrats, especially not if it's someone who, you know, is going to hang out with children. Folks, jumping on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, I'd like to know how good of a teacher he was if he lied about his background. Let's see the test scores of the kids under his watch. Texter writes, Tara, the board said on TV last night there was no proof that he was here illegally. My gosh. There's a deportation order from a judge. But you know where this comes from? It has been decreed in the Democrat Party and among Democrats that if you're here illegally, you're an American citizen. There's no difference. And if Trump tries to remove you following federal law, that's just Gestapo. You can't take an immigrant away. That's just not true. And this goes to show you that, but let me tell you what, these board members in Iowa, including the head of the school board, who, again, Jackie Norris is Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, they knew he was an illegal immigrant when they hired him. They knew he had a long criminal record. The immigration violations, but also the weapons charges that are separate. They knew it. That's why they went into closed session to hire him. They just didn't care. This is who they love. He checks every box. DEI, illegal immigrant, criminal illegal immigrant. In other words, has a record here in America. He's exactly who they worship in this party. He's exactly who has the most oppressed status. And so in their sick, twisted world, he is exactly who children can most benefit from being around. I mean, these children, it's Iowa, they're white, their parents maybe aren't Democrat, they're legally present in the country, they don't have criminal records. This is a man who can teach them a lot about being a good Democrat, illegal immigrant, criminal, total disdain for America, complete disdain for rule of law. This is a bonanza and the perfect DEI candidate. It doesn't matter if his degrees are fake. What I want to know is how much they knew. Did they know he was an illegal immigrant? Did he? I mean, how do you hire a school superintendent and not do a criminal background check? The answer is you don't. They did. They didn't care. They did not care. In fact, the fact that he was a criminal and an illegal immigrant probably enhanced his resume. This is incredible. And the board chair begging the public to cool down the rhetoric? Why? You can't be, and this is Iowa. Texter writes, the dude made $305,000 a year. Another texter writes, Tara, is there a reason you're not talking about the church shooting firebomb in Michigan? It's absolutely tragic and terrifying. Lee's done a great job covering it in the breaks. I don't know about this guy yet, so I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and tell you yay, nay, either way, whatever, you know, who he is, what he thought. I've got some ideas that are emerging online, but I don't want to say because I don't want to get it wrong. Absolutely tragic heat that we have these now every weekend, just about somewhere in the country. But no, that was it. I think Lee's doing a good job covering it, and I don't have much else to add. We got to get more details before we can figure out kind of what was going on there. So. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.